Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At Shechem, Joshua reaches the climax of his appeal. Here are three practical steps that make all the difference in life. First, he says, quote, "Fear the Lord," Joshua 24, verse 14. This is not slavish fear, terror in the presence of God. W. E. Vine explains, quote, "Yare connotes standing in awe. This is not simple fear, but reverence, whereby one recognizes the power and position of the individual revered and renders him proper respect," end quote. He concludes, quote, "There is more involved here than mere psychological fear," end quote. It is taking the Lord seriously, very seriously. As a result, we give him deserved respect and cooperation, which is his due. Second, this should inspire us to, quote, "serve him in sincerity and in truth," verse 14. There's nothing worse than half-hearted, humdrum service to the God who is the source of every good thing I have ever enjoyed or ever will enjoy. Then Joshua underlines the prior step to these two. There must be a stone, cold, sober decision in selecting the master I will serve. Quote, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord," he declares, "choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve," verse 15. Our minds can't help but fly forward to sit enwrapped at the feet of the greater Joshua. Listen, quote, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon," Matthew 6:24. To a generation who thinks they can have it all, Jesus says a resounding no. The believer's only freedom is in choosing our master. Joshua, a man of outstanding character, indomitable courage, utter selflessness, and keen-eyed faith in God, throws the gauntlet at the feet of Israel's fathers. Quote, "As for me and my house," he says, "we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24, verse 15. Now, what about you?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.